crazy. While it's happening, you don't think you'll ever forget it. Then once it's over, you can barely recall a thing.
But it's them, right? You're sure these are the guys who held you up?
Absolutely.
These three, definitely. This is the little prick who spit in my face.
The D'Alessio brothers. Family of Dagos out of Philly. Second story men who graduated to stick-ups.
They robbed bookbinders in 17. The restaurant.
Killed two customers. Shot a waiter in the face.
Jesus Christ.
Little bastard called me fat.
They're fucking killers, George. Sounds to me like you got off easy.
Well, sure. I was just...
You need to talk to my brother.
Feel better, eh?
These fucking guineas. They're desperados, Nuck. We gotta track them down and squash them before they spill more blood.
It's not just blood I'm worried about. It's ink. You see the paper today?
June doesn't like to upset me.
Fletcher, this reformer running for mayor, he gave an interview alleging corruption in both the mayor's and the sheriff's office.
He mentioned me by name?
Has Mayor Bacharach even questioned what Sheriff Eli Thompson was doing at an illegal casino at 3 a.m.?
So I was there, so what? How's he know I wasn't answering a call?
Because he knows, Eli. Everybody does. Just never made the paper before.
Fuck them. Let them write what they want.
The election, Eli. We got to keep the tide flowing in our direction.
I'll get out then. Press the flesh. Drum up some support.
What about your spleen? Dr. Saran says you should rest.
How do you rest your spleen?
Come on, man.
Do you believe in love at first sight, Mrs. Schroeder? It's a rather romantic notion. It happened to me the day I saw Warren.
Senator Harding.
I was 16, and he was the handsomest man I'd ever met. Of course, he wasn't senator yet. He ran the newspaper back in Marion.
Houdini, Broker. His name is Hardeen. When I first heard Harding, I thought it was him running for president.
He loves me. And he loves his baby daughter. But America needs him. And so I have to sacrifice.
Marguerite, good morning.
Madame Genet, this is a friend of mine, Miss Nan Britton. She needs a few outfits for the season.
Gentil. We exist to oblige. Mariska? Mariska! See the mademoiselle to the dressing room, huh?
This way?
Car waiting to be milked. The Polish girl. No grace, no charm.
I imagine she's still learning.
I'd like a cabbage. But she will work for pennies. You see what I am reduced to?
Is business slow, ma'am?
My dear Marguerite. Oh, you have blossomed. Mr. Thompson is quite generous with his attentions, huh?
He does treat me well.
The finest things for the finest ladies, as he must be here. But the cost is very high. And then on top, I must pay.
Pay whom?
Mr. Thompson, of course.
You mean the city?
I am told now I must pay double. Everyone must. I have saved nothing, Marguerite. All to run the show. I am a woman alone. You understand this?
Can you not speak with your alderman?
You can speak for me. To the man who gives you his attention.
I wouldn't know what to say.
Say that he's handsome. How happy he makes you. And how can you buy the things that make you pretty for him if there is no belle femme? Help me, Marguerite. You have power you do not suspect. Oh, bonjour, madame.
Leave no stone unturned. You and your men wire every department from Philly to Pittsburgh. You should also write... Jesus. A little notice would have been nice.
I sent a telegram.
We have received nothing. I will call the Western Union to complain.
I'd offer you coffee, but it looks like you already helped yourself.
The train, the dining car was out of service.
You haven't been home?
I thought I should see you first.
Had him send a mistake.
So you're here. I assume you've accepted my offer?
With conditions. My friend, Richard Harrow, you met him in Chicago?
The man in the Iron Mask.
He's a war hero. I'd like him to join me.
What's under there?
He's missing his cheekbone, his jaw. Basically, the whole left side of his face is gone.
And he's still alive? Medicine, huh?
A lot of fellas still alive probably shouldn't be.
Well, I know a few myself. The D'Alessio brothers, out of Philly.
Another condition. We keep what we discuss only between us.
Wait outside.
So these are the guys that robbed the casino.
And O'Neill as well.
Ignatius, Sixtus, Leo. We're all named after popes.
Well, write to Vatican. See if they know where they are.
When I find them, what do you want me to do?
You need me to spell it out?
I'd like to hear you say it.
Why?
Politician to the last, huh? Well, you don't say you don't have to deny it later? Or are you just trying to kid yourself?
About what?
The fact that you're a murderer, Nook. That is what you want me to do, right? Kill them?
Yes.
Even the kid? I'm gonna go eat my steak.
Gentlemen.
They are. These are the fellas they told you about. It's Leo D'Alessio. His brother Ignatius.
And Mickey Doyle. An honor, Mr. Rothstein.
So you've heard of me?
Naturally.
Who ain't, huh?
And what is it you've heard?
Good stuff, you know.
That I'm honest? That you'll always get a square deal?
Sure. That's why we're here.
Reputation takes a lifetime to build, only seconds to destroy.
distract him, Charlie.
I understand you're interested in the liquor business.
Who's interested in making dough?
Piles of it.
Eight ball, $500. You break. There are two ways to make money in the alcohol business. One is to take cheap rot gut whiskey, dilute it, and sell it.
I was doing good with that myself.
That's the stupid way, in which I have no interest. There's a growing demand for good whiskey in the United States. I'm not talking about the swill you stirred up in your chamber pot. I'm talking about the best scotch from Britain. There's a fortune to be made from importing it. It'll be the chic thing to have good whiskey when you have guests, and the rich will vie with one another to serve it. I want to set up a business for importing scotch. We'll have ships with crews we can trust who'll sail it from the distilleries in Europe and unload it outside the 3-mile limit. All we have to do is smuggle it ashore.
That's where you want to come in.
The ports of Atlantic City are ideal for distribution to the entire eastern seaboard. The only problem is the man who runs that city. Normally, I'd make a deal with such a man. Cut him in as a partner, but I find Nucky Thompson to be greedy and unreasonable.
Nothing a bullet in the eye won't fix.
You'll each sign those forms. I'll take it as your acquiescence to our new arrangement.
What are they?
Life insurance policies. It's $500,000 on each year.
You'll be handling large amounts of my money, gentlemen. It's my assurance you won't chisel me.
Think of it as an incentive, not to screw things up. To the boss.
I'll show you out.
You know what the nice thing is about the Bronx Zoo, Charlie? There's bars between you and the monkeys.
Sleep.
Could have read them some more of this.
You seem to be enjoying it yourself.
The wonderful love magnet. As long as I carry it, every living thing I meet will love me dearly.
That would make your election easier, wouldn't it?
Certainly cheaper.
Is winning expensive?
Not as expensive as losing.
And will Mr. Harding be president?
That depends. Are you planning to vote for him?
I've perhaps seen him in not the most flattering light.
You mean the girl?
Her name's Nan.
If we only elected good men, we'd never have leaders.
If not good, then what should they be?
Useful to those who support them.
I was speaking with Madame Junet today.
Oh?
She says she's going to lose the shop.
It's a pricey location.
Apparently she's having trouble with the city.
And she should talk to her alderman.
She did. It didn't help. Maybe there's something the county treasurer could do.
Did she ask you to bring this up?
No.
Then why are we discussing it?
She showed me a kindness, and I thought to return it.
I made her hire you, Margaret. Kindness didn't come into it.
Then you should recompense her for the burden you made her carry.
What did she tell you exactly?
Only that the money she pays has increased, and it's more than she can afford.
And she shouldn't be doing business in Atlantic City, because that's what it costs.
But if you set the price...
Margaret, this is not a suitable topic.
I wasn't aware of that.
You're aware now.
Will you not be staying?
I have an early meeting.
I painted this last October. She was an actress in the vaudeville. It's pretty.
This. There's a lyrical quality. It's reminiscent of America's Top.
Do you think your friend is visiting soon? The art dealer?
He's abroad at the moment, Paris.
The City of Light.
Oh, God damn it, I broke the corner.
Oh, my. You uncivilized artist.
1918. That's the year we met you.
All right, save some for your jealous husband. Paris is doing it.
Well, and Angela, it's me.
Hello,
Jimmy. Hey.
Is the door locked?
We've had intruders in the neighborhood.
Where's the baby?
He's sleeping. Jimmy, my God.
You having a party?
We're just visiting.
Can I pour you some wine?
I heard that's against the law now.
Well, it is getting late, and you have that sitting in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Wedding portrait. Lithuanian couple. Put it up. It's nice to see you, old boy.
Welcome home again. Should have told me you were coming.
I did. Goddamn Western Union.
What are you doing?
I'm kissing you.
You show up out of nowhere, not a phone call for months.
Angela, come home, okay? You're good.
You're hurting me.
I missed you.
Yes, I will. Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
They only have the plain ones.
That was Western Union. They just got a call from Nucky Thompson's butler inquiring about a wire from James Darmody. They said it was passed on to you.
Oh, my God.
What is the meaning of this?
I have it here. I was going to give it to you.
Then why didn't you? Arriving Thursday, 11 a.m. train. That was yesterday.
I'm sorry, it slipped my mind.
You're either incompetent or a liar. I won't stand for it either way, Agent Sepsoff.
We've been...
I will not stand for it either way! Why was this hidden?
Because I'd like to keep my job. Supervisor Elliot, he thinks we're being obsessive. About the Hans Schroeder case? About Nucky Thompson?
We have a witness that can place Darmody at the scene of the murders.
I wasn't thinking.
You kill a snake by cutting off the head, Agent Sepsoff.
The supervisor?
Nucky Thompson! Darmody gives him up this entire city, this Sodom will be cleansed all at once.
There's coal in the ground, lumber in the forest, cattle in the fields. What sound does the cattle make?
Yeah.
That's right. You ride that train, you look out the window, you don't see anything but opportunity from coast to coast.
And now he's returned to this one.
I'm home, Ange, where I belong.
When you feel like showing up.
I have business out west. I told you, but that's all taken care of.
So now what?
Now our prospects are looking up. Nucky made me an offer.
Assistant clerk?
Let's just say that we're out of this dump. No time flat. Marvin Gardens, those beach houses on Ventnor. How does that sound? Hello? Okay.
Sweetie, come here.
Yeah, just keep him there.
Did you mush?
No mush today, Ed. Who is that?
It's my mother. I gotta go see her. Come on, Jim. What are you doing?
Making more coffee.
Let's have another baby. What do you say? You want a little brother, champ?
Yeah.
Yeah? Then it's settled.
Your stomach is growling. Are you hungry?
We might need you for lunch.
Maybe for dessert.
Got any coffee left?
I can manage that.
wasn't sure if you took cream.
Not there, dear.
Fucking twat.
Hey!
That's my mother you're talking to.
My apologies.
So you're Luciano. My mother told me a lot about you.
We're very close, Charles.
Plus, we have a mutual friend in Chicago. Al Capone. Says hello.
Said a lot of baloney. Capone's no pal of mine.
Right, actually. You didn't say hello. You said I should blow your fucking brains out.
I consider it a great favor if you didn't.
Get dressed. We're going to take a ride.
To where?
Someplace they won't find you. Come on, move it.
I'm going to be like this, you know. If I'm lucky, I'll talk to A.R. Call off the Delesios.
What?
We'll cut him in. There's plenty to go around for everybody.
Drop the gun! Now!
James Darmody, you're under arrest.
What are you smiling at?
Fellas, these are a sight for sore eyes.
Hands on the wall.
Mid-July and they're all over the place already. How am I supposed to compete with this guy?
That's the spirit, Mr. Mayor. I want these placards taken down. Any shop that posts one gets a $25 fine.
Can we do that?
We can do whatever we want.
When's Eli coming back?
Stitches opened up. Doc Duran said it'll probably set him back another month.
It gets better and better, doesn't it?
He's left a big void, I'll tell you that.
He's not dead, Halloran.
I know. But the men, the other deputies, they're going to need some guidance. Schedules, assignments, that kind of thing.
Can't Eli handle that?
Not in the state he's in.
What are you trying to say?
That I think I should be in charge.
Oh, you do?
I've got the most experience, and the other fellows look up to me.
Fine, you're acting sheriff.
Really?
Should I reconsider?
No. Thanks, Nucky. I know we've had our differences, but I want you to know that I'm here for you. Now and in November.
What does that mean?
Have you thought about the future?
Certainly sounds like you have.
In regards to Eli, I mean, the election's right around the corner, and he's hurt, weak. The reformers are alleging corruption. I mean, you've seen the articles yourself, right? All I'm saying is that I'm at your service, should you need.
I was at the picture show.
Which one?
Wagon Tracks.
What was the plot?
Are you sure you want me to ruin the ending?
We can do this all day, Mr.
Feels like we already have been.
You're proposing that on the night of January 17, 1920, you were in a moving picture show from 7 p.m. until 11:30 p.m.?
That's right.
The running time of the film is only 78 minutes.
Fell asleep.
You have a child out of wedlock. Is his mother not fit to marry?
That's none of your business.
What's the name of the William S. Hart character in the movie?
Bucks, Skin, Bucks, something.
You're not sure?
We're engaged. We're going to be married.
Your aim at making her a respectable woman. How do you know Hans Schroeder?
I don't know Hans Schroeder.
Mrs. Schroeder, Margaret?
I don't know these people.
Lucy Danziger. She's a dancer at Ziegfeld Follies. You know her?
Snucky's girlfriend.
Then what is the relationship between Mr. Thompson and Mrs. Schroeder?
You want to know who Nucky Thompson's bucking? Why don't you ask him?
This shipment of alcohol that Mr. Thompson sold to Arnold Rothstein, the shipment that was being transported the night of January 17th.
Wagon tracks.
How do you know Al?
I don't know any Al.
From Chicago?
You got it all mixed up, officer.
Did Mr. Thompson have Hans Schroeder murdered because he's in love with Schroeder's wife?
The men in the woods, how many did you kill?
I went to the movies. I fell asleep. I got up. I walked home. I went to bed. You want to charge me, charge me. I got nothing else to say.
I thought you might find some satisfaction in living long enough to see your son grow into a man.
You don't got anything on me.
Don't I?
Billy?
Jimmy?
Jesus Christ. They were going to send me up the river, Jimmy!
What'd you say to them, Billy?
Fucking railway!
What'd you tell them?
Jimmy!
Billy, what'd you say to...
Jimmy!
The old days, it was different. You could count on people to vote the party line. Now these Democrats come along, make big promises.
You're concerned.
Enough not to take anything for granted.
I wish there was a way I could help.
There is. You can help us get the women's vote.
Shouldn't you wait until the amendment actually passes?
I'm an eternal optimist. Speak to your friends. The Temperance League, other women's organizations.
I'm not much of an orator.
I've seen you speak. You comport yourself very well.
When was that?
At my birthday, with Senator Edge.
Oh, that was merely banter.
He's a United States senator, and you wiped the floor with him. Seriously, would you be willing to speak on behalf of the party?
I suppose so, but...
But what?
Do you not wish me to dress well?
What do you mean?
Do you not wish me to look attractive?
Of course I do. I mean, you are. Whatever you're wearing.
Lucky, you have a call.
All right.
Madame Junet knows what suits me. She knows how to make me look pretty. She's the only one I trust.
That's why you want her to stay in business? Why didn't you just say that in the first place?
I didn't want you to know how selfish I was.
I never hold that against anyone. Hello? Today?
Minutes. Did you talk to Angela? She's aware of the situation. Delesios. They're being backed by Rothstein and Luciano. From the horse's mouth, Luciano spilled it to me before I was arrested. Can you bail me out?
5 counts of murder. There is no bail.
Get me a lawyer, at least.
For what?
No. Talk to. Plan a strategy.
It's a waste of money.
Then, call my dad. Can he help?
Your dad? You that nervous?
This kid, Billy Winslow, he's gonna testify, Nuck.
So I've heard.
So I'm staying here? Is that what you're saying? You said you were going to take care of this.
I am. All I'm saying, the legal system's not your ticket to freedom.
Yes, I'm still on the line, operator. Thank you. Sir,
Nelson, I was in a command meeting. What's the hubbub?
We've arrested James Darmody, sir.
What? When?
Last night. He returned from Chicago.
Did he talk?
No, but he's aware we have his accomplice.
Either way, the road leads to Thompson.
Wonderful, Nelson. Terrific. It's a real shot in the arm for the Bureau.
Thank you for your confidence, sir.
Keep up the good work.
What did he say?
He was pleased. Very much so.
Congratulations, sir.
I didn't do it alone.
Sorry about the telegram. That was very foolish of me.
It was. But people make mistakes. A man needs to have the courage of his convictions. I knew we'd get Darmody eventually.
You were right. This witness, Billy Winslow, you think it's safe to keep him here?
What do you have in mind?
Move him north pending trial? Federal jail in Manhattan, maybe?
Keep him out of Thompson's reach.
Jesus Christ, will you see a doctor already?
Stubborn as a mule.
Shut up and get him a drink.
I'm fine, thank you. You look like shit.
Well, your time comes, you just have to accept your situation.
Are we talking about you or me?
This Fletcher and these fucking Democrats. And your sheriff is out of commission now, too? It's not so easy, is it?
Nice that you can still find joy.
5 years in jail. Can you blame me?
One of us had to go. You knew that.
I had no choice.
Neither did I, which is why we made a deal. So let's put it to bed where it belongs. We're in trouble. Mayor Bacharach, he's weak and losing ground.
Even the fucking dog is sick. Well, what do you have on Fletcher?
Nothing. He's clean.
What does he want?
He wants to be mayor.
Fucking Boy Scout. Oh. Well, replace him.
What do you mean?
Bacharach. Run somebody else for mayor. People won't change, give it to him. Or at least pretend to give it to him.
What do I do about Eli?
Replace him, too. You son of a bitch. I'm dying. There's no time to be sentimental.
Well, I still can't decide.
On you, every dress is a joy to behold.
They're all so plain. I'll need something special to wear to the inaugural. After Warren is sworn in.
I think for now, though, just something to wear around town.
I do so love this.
Mademoiselle's taste is excellent.
How much is it?
$480.
I'll try the yellow one on again. Yes, ma'am?
You have rescued me. Merci beaucoup.
I'm glad I could help.
First day you came here to myself, I say, this is a lady of taste and judgment. Une amie très, très, très compatissante.
You told me I smelled.
Pardon?
You said I needed to bathe more often.
No.
I was as useless as the Polish girl. Until now.
No, no. My English still sometimes I misspeak. I am grateful, Marguerite. Very grateful. For your little one. Beautiful hair.
My daughter didn't help you, Madame Genet. I did. I just had to try it on. It is beautiful, isn't it?
Air, salt. I'd like to live by the ocean someday. I have a cousin, rich kid, took the grand tour, sailed all over the world, but he puked the entire way. Seasickness. I gotta piss. You need to go?
I'll stretch my legs.
Shouldn't have done that.
Done what?
Tried to lunge for my weapon.
What are you talking about?
You lunged at me. Tried to commandeer my gun.
What?
That's why I killed you.
I spoke to my friend, the art dealer. He's not interested, unfortunately.
But you seem so optimistic.
Well, he's staying in Europe.
Did he say why?
His response was in a wire. Surely with your husband home, your financial burden is eased.
You'll have other chances. When?
I'll make some inquiries, but honestly, your style is a rather cheap imitation of Mary Cassatt's.
I was in the woods with my boyfriend, Ernie.
He said to me, it's dark out here. I wish I had a lantern. I said, me too. You've been munching on the grass for the past 10 minutes. Speaking of that, he said, how come you never tell me when you reach a climax? Well, Ernie, I said, it's because you're never around when it happens.
There's nothing wrong with being an opportunist. In fact, it's a trait I admire. The Steel Pier, the Boulevard Project. You were Johnny on the spot with those. Good Christian, family man, well-liked in the community.
Very impressive.
What are you looking for?
The other shoe.
Right now, I'd like to sing a little number for you called Some of These Days.
Perhaps Mrs. Bader would like a better view. I told you how beautiful you look in that dress.
It's the gift from Matt and Shay.
You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away.
So, I'm assuming you didn't ask me here to sing my praises.
Of course not, Edward. I can't sing a note. How'd you like to be mayor?
With you as boss? I'd have more authority as street sweeper.
A lot more time to run your construction business. Time for a change, Ed. And you're a solid Republican.
What about Bacharach?
Mayor Bacharach is ill. He will not be seeking re-election.
What's wrong with him?
I'll make my diagnosis as soon as I have your answer.
I have to discuss it with Cap.
Be decisive, Ed. Roads, hospitals, convention center. We can build great things together. Of course, we'll have to add a ball field onto that list.
1920. The world belongs to the young.
We'll let them think it does.
Mayor Edward Bader.
You roll that around on your tongue. I'll be in touch.
Ladies and gentlemen, or face the wrath of Mambo, tribal chief of the Zulu, from the dark continent of Africa, raised among lions and every of the spear. We have a thirst for human blood.
We'll need to stop by the ambassador. I told Jim Neary we'd meet him for a nightcap.
It's rather late, isn't it?
Hiya, Nug.
Evening.
Nucky? Nucky Thompson.
You're gonna miss me, honey.